Chapter 2. The Hands of the Rev. Dr. Douglas, now Bishop of Carlisle, whose admirable introduction to the voyage to the Pacific Ocean must be of the most essential service to every writer of the life of Captain Cook, the captain's amiable and worthy widow, who is held in just esteem by all his friends, has given me an account of several domestic circumstances. I should be deficient in gratitude were I here to omit the name of Mr. Samwell, for though what is inserted from him in this work has already been laid before the public, it should be remembered that through the interposition of our common friend, the Rev. Mr. Gregory, it was originally written for my use, and freely consigned to my disposal, and that it was at my particular instance and request that it was separately printed. My obligations to other gentlemen will be mentioned in their proper places. But my acknowledgments are, above all, due to Sir Joseph Banks, President of the Royal Society, for the interest he has taken in the present publication. It was in consequence of his advice that it was given to the world in the form which it now bears, and his assistance has been invariable through every part of the undertaking. To him the inspection of the whole has been submitted, and to him it is owing that the work is, in many respects, far more complete than it would otherwise have been. The exertions of zeal and friendship I have been so happy as to experience from him in writing the account of Captain Cook have corresponded with that ardor which Sir Joseph Banks is always ready to display in promoting whatever he judges to be subservient to the cause of science and literature. Cook's Voyages. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.